Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to raise healthy children with lymphatic system detoxification. This is something that I wish I understood 18 years ago when I and my wife had kids. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned doctors who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Then I learned about pH, acid-alkaline balance, and realized an acidic pH is slowing the lymphatic system, making us all toxic and sick, and it's especially hurting children. My virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, and my book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, explain how when we're acidic, our body constricts and we fill with cellular waste because our lymphatic system, our body's sewage treatment system, cannot function when it's constricted. Understanding this information, I developed a gentle lymphatic system detoxification called LymphPractic. When you have LymphPractic over a few sessions, we reduce toxicity in your body, and LymphPractic is a fully closed session, and your life changes. You think better, you feel better, you have more energy. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science about the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happier life. I don't know about you, but when I had kids, I was really hurting them. Now, understanding how food can be either acid or alkaline forming in the body, and about the lymphatic system, I realized I was really hurting my children on a daily basis by what I was giving them. And I wasn't given a handbook when I had kids in the hospital. Nobody said, hey, here's this handbook of how to feed your child and how to take care of them and make sure they're hydrated and have enough minerals. So my goal today is to help parents, future parents, to understand that we have to start thinking about having children or healthier children preconception by preparing the body with minerals and detoxification. But today I'm going to concentrate more on when the baby's born. When my kids were younger, we really did not understand that what the mom ate, even though we were very healthy eaters when we had kids, what the mom ate affects the children, can affect the baby in the womb, and her breast milk can also be affected by an acidic pH. But let's start with the child who's been in the womb for 9 months. I don't know if you've seen pictures. They're very cramped in there. Their legs are pulled up. So when we're in a position for 9 months, that can limit circulation to certain parts of our body. So I believe the way to start your child on a healthy new way of life or to enter into life is to, a day or two after birth, have a lymphatic session, a gentle lymphatic session. And it doesn't take an hour. It might just take 15 minutes to 20 minutes. But then you're starting your child off on the right foot. We're starting them off with better circulation. We're starting off with the body being able to detox. And we're starting the child off more relaxed. Birth can be a traumatic experience. So, again, a day or two after, I believe children should actually have a session. It should be instituted in the hospital. Right at birth, they get a little tune-up for a few minutes, and it opens up their lymphatic system. That way, the hospital can check the child, make sure everything's all right. But that's not something that's in place. So, again, a day or two after, if it's a few days after, that's fine. But start your child off with a gentle lymphatic system detoxification. And I'm talking about gentle. We're not looking to make them toxic. We're just looking to open them up. So even though I talk about detoxification, I'm really talking about lymphatic system maintenance. Let's maintain your child's lymphatic system so they can enter life more healthfully. The next thing we have to look at is if you're breastfeeding. If you're breastfeeding, and that is a wonderful thing, it's the best thing for your child, even if you just do it for a few months. But what I need you to understand, and I see this many times over and over and over again, is that if you are acidic in your body, and that's why you need to know if you are acid or alkaline or imbalanced, this is our, what's your pH? And pH is the percent of hydrogen or the potential of hydrogen. And if you are acidic, then your breast milk can become sour, and your infant will be drinking your breast milk and getting gas and bloating and basically colic, and we wonder why. It's a mystery. But I have run across this starting from when my daughter was maybe 6 or 7 years old. I was at a dance class, and there was a mom with her 10-month-old child, and she was explaining how the child was going to go for being scoped because of bad digestive problems, can't keep down food. I asked the mother if she, you know, knows anything about acid-alkaline balance. She said, you know, sometimes I'm wondering if it's my breast milk and I taste it, and it tastes sour. So I had that woman check her pH, and she was 100 times more acidic than she was supposed to be. She was about a 5. So if we're starting children off drinking soured breast milk, we're making them acidic. We're giving them eczema. We're giving them problems like, you know, diaper rash, irritability, not being able to sleep. So moms, you need to know your pH. Get an inexpensive pH test strip. This is really imperative, something that we should be taught when you're pregnant, actually, so that you're not acidic while the baby's in the womb. So we also have to look at how, what do we introduce children to? We want to introduce them into foods that are more fruits and vegetables. Often we're giving them pasta, we're giving them, you know, pastina, Cheerios, bread. These are all acid forming in the body. So to me, I really tell parents, start introducing your children to more of a vegetarian, but add some protein, and you'll see much healthier children. Too often, parents were giving our children a lot of meat because we think they need a protein and breads, and this is making them very acid, and this can affect how they grow and how they think. And there are many signs of an imbalance in your child. Irritability is the first one. Earaches. Are they getting fluid in their ears also? Do they need ear tubes? Are they having a lot of gas, distended belly, lack of sleep, skin problems? But one of the biggest signs is a diaper rash. It's not just a diaper rash. It's actually because the urine is overly acidic and it's irritating your child's skin. So we have to make sure, again, if mom is breastfeeding, we have to check her pH. And mom, what are you eating? If you've gone back to eating regular foods and bread and coffee, these things are going into your child through your breast milk. So the lymphatic system maintains every system in the body, even the brain directly or indirectly. The health of every part of your body and brain depends on good circulation. And the lymphatic system completes circulation. So when we're thinking about children, we want to complete their circulation. They can't get up and move a lot, but we can do a little light lymphatic, a little squeezing of their arms like you're kneading gentle dough, bending their legs into their abdomen, pushing on their abdomen up into their chest very gently. These are all things that can help move lymph flow. Now, when a lymphatic system becomes compromised from an acidic pH, dehydration, viruses, infections, antibiotics, immunizations, and repeated inflammation, especially from immunizations, you can see many health problems appear. I've seen many children who come to me, they've had a vaccination, and the next day they have a big rash in that area, or they have a fever. So we want to get the lymph system going because these repeated immunizations, and children get them monthly, and I'm not saying don't immunize your children, that's your decision, but go into that with a wealth of knowledge. If you're not going to vaccinate your children, then you have to be responsible for making sure that their immune system is strong, because I believe that's why we vaccinate, because our lymph systems aren't working, we ignore it, and our immune response is tied to the lymphatic system, and so our immune response is very weak, and that's why children get sick and why we immunize them. Why not concentrate on building their immune system the way we should by watching their lymphatic system and pH? I believe when you are doing vaccinations, you have to put your child through a little detox in between vaccinations. If they're doing it monthly, then in between, either go see a lymphatic therapist or go get them a little massage or put them through a few Epsom salt baths. I mean, for a few weeks between vaccinations, do 2 Epsom salt baths a week, not too hot. About 2 cups of Epsom salt. You can add 1 cup of baking soda if you'd like, and the child could sit in there for 10 to 15 minutes. And if they're an infant, you can hold them in the bath. And maybe just if they're an infant, just 10 minutes, but never too hot. So go in the bath with them, hold them, and then pass them off to your spouse, and then you can sit in the bath and relax. This is really good for mom, too. We have to relax your body, and the Epsom salt bath actually reduces acid in the body by helping to absorb magnesium into your tissues. Your blood picks it up, your lymph, it goes into your lymph vessels, into your blood vessels, and carries it through the rest of your body. So Epsom salt baths once a week for your child or twice a week is really beneficial for mom and baby. You know, moms get a lot of postnatal depression, and that can be help by making sure you have good magnesium levels in your body. So by supplementing with magnesium citrate or some other magnesium, but also taking Epsom salt baths or foot soaks can make a great difference on how you and the baby feel. So remember, if you're going through vaccinations, make sure you clean the infant up between vaccinations. This is so important because what happens is after 15, 16 months of having these vaccinations and inflammationary months, our children start having major problems, and it's because their lymphatic system is shutting down. And I want you to know that the brain, it's so important to help our child's brain because we want them to think clearly. It starts when they're children. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. And in 2017, the lymphatic system was found to be the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid out of the brain. That means the lymph system maintains your brain, basically. So if the lymphatic system in the neck is backed up, then the head can back up and your child can start having problems. Maybe after the first vaccination or two, they start having problems. And we need to get the lymph system going. Vaccinations can stop the lymph system. When the lymph system is not working optimally, the infant's body and brain can build up with cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. And inflammation really is the root cause of most health problems. Before I tell you what I can help you with in my office, let me explain how Lymphpractic, a really great therapy that relaxes children. I've never had a child who did not like my session. They actually fall asleep, and it helps them immediately. I've seen children become very different in one session. They were very slow-moving, very quiet, and in one session they changed, the parents said. So it's really important to understand. If you want your children to be healthy, we have to take up and understand how to maintain their lymphatic system. And I can help you wherever you live with phone or Skype. My book and my course help people understand, because you can't all get to me. But if you get my book, which was published in 2006, but if you want more current science and a much better way, take my course. Go to OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com and look at my course. So an infant's health has to do a lot with whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or if it's sluggish. And trust me, most of the times it's sluggish. So we have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And it's what I talk about here, diet. So it's an infant. Mom, you have to watch your diet. Are you eating acid or alkaline food? So start balancing your stuff, making sure you're taking more magnesium. Maybe a systemic enzyme, Mom, will help your body. Again, your breast milk will be giving enzymes to the child, which are so important. And detoxification is gentle. For a child, we don't really want to detox. Mom, we don't want to detox you either. We just want to gently, slowly get you drinking more alkaline water, having more fruits and vegetables, and that will help your child, again, get healthier breast milk and more nutrition. But it really is about gentle detoxification, something that you can do every day. If you're drinking coffee, Mom, this really isn't something that's good. If you're having soda, that's not good either. Really have to look at what is going to benefit your child. Whatever you put in your mouth makes a difference. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, please go to OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. You can get there by HealthyLymphSystem.com. That's HealthyLymphSystem.com. And it's important that you, again, take steps. You're in control of your child. When you understand something about the lymphatic system and pH, then it really is imperative that we put steps into action to balance your child. something we really never thought of before. If I can help you understand how to help your child, contact me at my contact page at ospinskyhealthacademy.com and look at my virtual course. Next Thursday's show will be on helping control lipedema. This is a growing and growing problem with lymphatic system detoxification. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.